Hello, welcome to the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Today's topic, an ancient and new science-backed weight loss secret, nourish your senses. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, and I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. Let's get started. Written more than 200 years ago, here's a quote by French author Jean Brillat Savarin, who hundreds of years ago became celebrated for his writings on the craft and science of cooking and the art of eating. The truth is, Brillat Savarin wrote, at the end of a well-savored meal, both body and soul enjoy a special well-being. The spirit grows more perceptive. I want to take a moment to pause and reflect on what Brillat Savarin means by a well-savored meal that imbues soul and body with a special well-being. Here's what it brings up for me. How often do you focus on the aromas, colors, or flavors of food? Do you eat with your senses by appreciating the presentation, tasting the textures, or perhaps being grateful for the life-giving gift inherent in food? In research I did with behavioral scientist and my husband, Larry Sherwitz, on our Whole Person Integrative Eating Program, we found that the sensory disregard overeating style is a dependable predictor of overeating and weight gain. Meaning, if you're not enjoying your food, indeed, if you're not savoring and flavoring food with loving regard, and infusing pleasure into the dining experience, which is what Brillat Savarin is suggesting, you're likely to keep eating until you finally do feel a sense of satisfaction. In episode 4 of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, titled Lost, Now Found, The Healing Power of the Four Facets of Food, I told you about the first time I made the connection between food and loving regard. It was while I was interviewing cardiologist Dr. K.L. Chopra, father and mentor of integrative medicine pioneer Deepak Chopra, for a magazine article I was planning to write about yoga and food. During our discussion, I lit on Dr. Chopra's comment, based on Hindu scripture from the Bhagavad Gita, when he said that, quote, prana is the vital life force of the universe, the cosmic force, and it goes into you, into me with food. When you cook with love, you transfer the love into the food, and it was metabolized. Food and love. The idea so contrasted with today's traditional nutritional science that it launched my nutrition journey around the world to discover what other world religions, cultural traditions, and ancient healing systems, such as India's Ayurvedic medicine, had to say about eating with loving regard. When Larry and I put this rich repository of ancient food wisdom together, one of the things we discovered is the overeating style of sensory disregard and its antidote, the ancient food wisdom-based guideline, now part of our Whole Person Integrative Eating Program, of nourishing your senses by both eating with loving regard for food plus taking time to savor flavors, aromas, colors, and more when you eat. In other words, Larry and I discovered that specific elements of the sensory disregard overeating style are powerful predictors of overeating and weight gain, because if you're not enjoying your food, indeed savoring and flavoring food with love and regard when you eat, you're likely to keep eating until you finally do feel a sense of satisfaction. As illuminating, our research with more than 5,200 participants revealed that those who ate the most actually enjoyed their food the least. This is a staggering finding, because we discovered that when you eat with the whole person integrative eating guideline of nourishing your senses, filled with pleasure and enjoyment of mood, you're likely to eat less. As a matter of fact, out of the 7 new normal overeating styles Larry and I identified, sensory disregard is associated with the largest number of food-related behaviors that lead to overeating and weight gain. How many eating behaviors did we identify in sensory disregard? We identified 18 statistically significant, meaning dependable measures of sensory disregard items from our What's Your Overeating Style self-assessment quiz. And each of the 18 was closely linked with one another, meaning that if research participants did not prepare food with, say, gratitude, they were also more likely not to practice other positive elements of this overeating style, such as preparing food with care and gratitude, or feeling grateful for food before them, experiencing the uplifting feeling of loving regard for food, all for the mystery of life and food, savoring the meal with their senses, or reflecting on the meal after eating. What's key to our findings is this. Those who completed my overeating styles quiz both before and after taking my 6-week, 18-lesson, whole person integrative eating online e-course significantly and substantially improved their scores on each of the 18 items in the sensory disregard overeating style. And it was these research participants who lessened their overeating and who lost weight. This means that when you improve and enrich your sensory relationship with food and eating, you also lower your odds of overeating and becoming overweight or obese. So you can get the same benefits as our research participants when they nourish their senses while eating. Later in this episode, I'll give you step-by-step guidelines you need to integrate the whole person integrative eating family of sensory ingredients into your everyday eating, so you can practice and benefit from all the elements of these powerful team members. Right now, to give you a better sense of what it means to feed your senses when you eat, I want to share a personal example of the first time I experienced nourishing my senses when eating. And then I'll link it to the ancient, thousands of years old practice of savoring the 6 flavors in food. Larry and I experienced the power of nourishing the senses, especially with taste, but also with the color of food, long before we identified savoring and flavoring food with love and regard as the antidote to the sensory disregard overeating style. It was while we were having dinner in a beautiful Thai restaurant where we had ordered a salad with which we weren't at all familiar, called Myeong Kham. The dish that arrived at our table wasn't the familiar American salad of mixed vegetables. Instead, we were presented with a platter that held 6 small bowls filled with finely chopped and colorful ingredients: lime, peanuts, red onion, red pepper, ginger, and toasted coconut. In the center were a bunch of fresh spinach leaves and a bowl of a very thick and sticky sweet and sour paste. The presentation was enchanting, but because it was also unfamiliar, we asked our waitress how we should proceed. Patiently, she showed us how to take a spinach leaf, spread a little paste on it, and sprinkle a tiny portion from each bowl over the paste. Then she created a small food-filled tube by rolling up the leaf. When we tasted the handmade tubular salad, our taste buds burst with flavor. With each bite, an implosion of flavors was released, so much so that we instinctively kept our attention and our anticipation focused on the fantastic flavors and tantalizing tastes that each new bite of Miang Kam released. With each new bite of Miang Kam, I thought of the six flavors of food that Eastern healing systems, such as India's Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, and Tibetan medicine, have espoused for millennia to signal optimal eating and complete nutrition. I had been familiar with the role of the six tastes in Ayurveda and TCM, but I discovered their place in Tibetan medicine during a lecture by Tibetan physician Dr. Namgyel Kwasar in response to a question from the audience about optimal food preparation and nutrient preservation. Dr. Kwasar responded by clarifying the Tibetan concept of nutritional balance. First, Dr. Kwasar addressed consuming food from all food groups, both plant and animal-based. Then he added that for complete nutrition, he recommends consuming a meal that includes all six tastes: sweet, sour, salty, bitter, pungent, and astringent. In other words, Tibetan nutrition uses a finely honed sense of taste to ascertain whether a meal is balanced, and to find out, you have to focus your attention on the flavors inside your mouth as you chew. The sixth taste is so integral to health and well-being in India's Ayurveda, another ancient Eastern healing system, that some Ayurvedic schools encourage a sequence of tastes in a meal, progressing from sweet to salty, then sour, pungent, bitter, and then astringent. In my opinion, Larry's and my dining experience with the Miang Kam rolled salad was an exceptional example of how fresh food prepared with care and savored by the diner can fill the senses and satisfy the soul, two key ingredients lacking in the sensory disregard overeating style. In other words, when you nurture and nourish yourself and in turn feel fulfilled by the dining experience, you're likely to eat less and enjoy food more. Today, modern nutritional science is verifying that feeding your senses while eating can lead to eating less and weighing less. For instance, Larry's and my original research revealed that those who eat with awareness of sense, S-C-E-N-T-S, in food, plus discernment of flavors and other sensory delights, are less likely to overeat and gain weight. An additional clue that aroma in food can play a part in eating less emerged when Dutch scientists discovered that intensely scented food seems to prompt people to take much smaller bite sizes and consume less throughout the meal. Now, two groundbreaking studies have taken the Dutch study a step further. Researchers in Germany have linked an aroma, specifically the scent of olive oil, to eating and weighing less. Here's a closer look at these breakthrough studies. Olive oil. It's the crown jewel of the Mediterranean diet, long linked with many health benefits, including reducing the risk of heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, blood pressure, even breast cancer, and weight gain. With the latest findings about health benefits of its aroma, the elixir that is olive oil promises yet other advantages. Not only does extra virgin olive oil increase your sense of satiety, its aroma too may help you stay slim. Here's the two studies. Study number one, the olive oil satiety eat less link. To make the amazing connection between the scent of olive oil, feeling full, eating less, and losing weight, researchers from the German Research Center for Food Chemistry first set out to discover if there were any appetite-suppressing or appetite-enhancing properties in four different kinds of fat. One, lard. Two, butter. Three, olive oil. And four, canola oil. To find out, they recruited 120 people who were split into five groups every day for 3 months. Each of the four groups added about 2 cups of yogurt enriched with one of four fats to their daily diet, while the fifth control group ate plain no-fat yogurt. Throughout the study, the subjects were given blood tests, and in this way, the researchers discovered that those who ate the olive oil yogurt had the greatest increases in serotonin, a hormone that helps you feel full. And because the participants who consumed the olive oil-infused yogurt felt full, they adjusted their normal caloric intake by eating less. And this simple adjustment kept them from gaining weight. Not so for the canola and lard groups, however, who actually gained weight because they added the yogurt to what they were already eating each day. Here's what Dr. Malte Rubach, a nutritional scientist who collaborated with colleagues on the study, had to say. Quote, "You could see that those who felt really satiated reduced their total energy intake. But wait, there's more." After discovering the link between olive oil and eating less, the German researchers asked this question. Might there be something other than the nutrients in olive oil that led to such different weight outcomes? To find out, the German researchers designed a simple study comprised of two groups given non-fat yogurt, but with one difference. The yogurt in one of the groups was mixed with an aroma extract infused with the scent of olive oil. Surprisingly, this one small change made a huge difference in the outcome. Not only did those in the plain yogurt group show lower serotonin levels, which, to remind you, is a hormone that helps you feel full, they also experienced less satiety after eating the yogurt, and they didn't adjust the caloric intake and therefore consumed on average 176 more calories daily. Meanwhile, those in the olive oil-scented group reduced their caloric intake from other foods, plus their glucose sugar tolerance tests revealed more balanced blood sugar levels. This matters a lot when it comes to overeating and weight gain, because abrupt swings in blood sugar drive how hungry or satiated you feel. Quote, "Our findings show that aroma is capable of regulating satiety," says principal investigator Dr. Schreiberl. Then there's this finding. The researchers attributed the stay slim benefits of extra virgin olive oil to hexanol, a particular naturally occurring compound that's abundant in Italian olive oils, with a scent that is similar to the scent of freshly cut grass. Here's the bottom line. Imagine, just the smell of olive oil can have a powerful effect on the appetite, so much so that it can help you feel full and cut calories. But there's even more to the scent and stay slim mystery. For it suggests there's much more to food weight and the experience of eating than the conventional calories in, calories out formula. Researcher Dr. Rubach explains it this way. He said, "This is the first time where we've really looked at the effects that things other than fatty acids, protein, and carbs have on society." Everything that completes our impression of a meal, he said, can have an impact. In other words, quote, the physiological impact of a meal is not limited to what you can see on the plate, end quote. I agree, especially because my research has also revealed that eating with your senses, preparing meals with care and appreciation, filling yourself with sensory delights and uplifting feelings of gratitude and appreciation while eating, savoring food and flavoring food with loving regard are overlooked aspects of overcoming overeating and ensuing weight gain. With this in mind, I'm especially intrigued by Dr. Sherbrill's research because it is the first study to confirm that aroma alone may have the power to regulate appetite and in turn be a key tool for overcoming overeating. Here's the takeaway. The antidote to the sensory disregard overeating style, nourishing your senses by savoring and flavoring food with loving regard, does not require thought or language, just a refocus of your awareness, attention, and intention each time you eat. We have seen that Larry's and my research on whole person integrative eating, including the antidote to sensory disregard, plus the research of others, suggests that when you develop a meaningful relationship to food and eating by truly savoring flavors and infusing food with loving regard, overeating lessens, and so too does weight. In other words, you increase the odds of overcoming the sensory disregard overeating style by taking the time to nourish your senses each time you eat. So you can reap the rewards of what you discover on each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret of food we just discussed, or a practical step you can take, such as ordering a size down of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I'll offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight, to whole person integrative eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Consider keeping a Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal to write about your experience with each in-action exercise. Today's in-action practical step is twofold. Practical step number one, read and consider the whole person integrative eating sensory disregard antidote, which is nourish your senses by savoring and flavoring food with loving regard. Here are some other profound steps you can take that put the whole person integrative eating guideline, savor and flavor food with loving regard, into action each time you eat. One, satisfy your senses. Identify the colors on the plate, the utensils, the food. Before and while eating, focus on scent in food. Do you like it? Is it whetting your appetite so that you're anticipating the first mouthful? Savor flavors. Does the food taste sweet, sour, bitter, salty, astringent, pungent? Number two, experience the textures of the food, starting with the first bite. With your eyes closed, take a bite of food and begin to chew. Focus solely on the food in your mouth. Can you taste fantastic flavors? Are you able to identify one or more of the six tastes? Simply appreciate every single flavor. Number three, implement olive oil ideas. Drizzle a little extra virgin olive oil, grass-scented if possible, on a fresh salad made with lots of fresh veggies, or on a piece of toasted whole grain bread, or in a serving of your favorite plain unsweetened yogurt. Another option, place a bottle or small bowl of your favorite olive oil on the dining table. Inhale and savor the aroma before, during, and after eating. To review these strategies to nourish your senses when you eat, as well as some others, please visit HealingSecretsPodcast.com, then open the In Action CTA next to the yellow light bulb for episode 15 with the title, The Healing Power of Savoring Flavors in Food. If you would like a summary of today's In Action exercise, please visit HealingSecretsPodcast.com. Then look for the yellow light bulb next to the In Action CTA. At HealingSecretsPodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again and read the transcript and my article about the WPIE Mindfulness Meal Meditation. And please consider joining the Healing Secret Podcast community, where I'm looking forward to meeting you. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'll share step-by-step, science-backed insights you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being each time you eat, so you can thrive. I'm Deborah Keston, host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.